Welcome to Lead with Clarity, where we help you focus on what matters most. I'm your host, Scott Sutherland, and I am here with my lovely wife, Shondell, and Melanie Montgomery. Thanks again, Melanie, for being here. So, Shondell, what's one word that would describe how you're feeling right now?
Positive. My word is positive. I'm optimistic. What are you, Scott?
I'm feeling hopeful.
Okay, well, I think that we're ready for the show then.
I think so. So this is episode number 5, correct?
Yes.
And this is season 3, and we are talking about recession-proofing your business. We put together an acronym. The acronym is STEADY. So we have already completed Simplify Everything. That's the S. The T, Train, Teach, and Invest in Talent. E, Elevate Structure. Today, we're going to talk about the A in STEADY, and that is attitude is everything.
I think we're both super excited to talk about this.
Yes, we are.
Because this is what we are all about, is helping people develop a growth mindset, about reframing situations, and about really having a brain that sees all the possibilities and is going to go after the opportunities. Now, you have got to start us off with your story, because I love this story about your attitude reframe as an employee.
You know, attitude, I feel like, is one thing that has really helped me to be successful. If I could pick one thing that has helped me through my career, it's attitude. I was in a situation several years back with a manager who we didn't really mesh well. And quite frankly, he just didn't like me. And
that's hard to believe.
I know, but it's really true. So I was really frustrated with this situation because I felt like I couldn't accomplish anything because we just didn't get along. And so anything that I said, it wasn't trusted. It didn't move forward. And so I went home to visit family, and I was talking to my brother about how frustrated I was at work and how I wanted to quit and I could find a new opportunity. And I was just complaining. And my brother turned to me and said, "You know, Melanie, everything that's happening to you right now is your fault. And if you can't figure out a way to be successful, you're never going to achieve anything in your career." And at the time, I was very mad.
That was good words, though.
And I left my mom's house, and I had an hour drive back home, and I'm just festering. And as I drive home, I realize he's so right. I realize that I'm half of this relationship. If he doesn't like me, I played a part in that. Mm-hmm. And I can play a part in changing that. And so my intellectual then came out, and I went and I read all sorts of books about negotiation, about interacting with people that are different than me. And I started to change my behavior. I interacted with him differently because he didn't like my abruptness and how I was just very, this is what I think. And when I learned to approach him in a more positive way, in a more affirming way, he then started to listen to me. And then fast forward a few months, he was asking for my opinion in meetings. And he actually promoted me. And what that attitude change made me realize is that if I'm looking at something and I'm saying, this is happening to me and it's not fair and this is bad, I'm really just letting the world take over.
Yeah.
But if I look at something and say, you know what, I can affect this. And if I do something, then I can make my world better and I can fix my problem. Then I can conquer any challenge that I'm faced with. And so while I was frustrated with my brother in that moment, that was a kick in the butt that I really needed.
Yeah. Yeah, he really cared about you.
Yes.
And I feel like that is the key to teamwork, even you and your brother as a family unit team, is that we help people choose their attitude. Yes. I love the quote by Chuck Swindoll. It's a long one. Everyone should. Maybe we can put it in our show notes, babe, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But he says, "I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it." Mm-hmm. And I think this is the linchpin, the key, the foundation of going into a recession and weathering through it. It's like, this is not a terrible thing. This mm-hmm. is going to be amazing when it's over. You're going to weather some storm, but you can do it.
Yes.
And I think that that's something I'm very passionate about, mm-hmm. is that you've got to know your one thing. What is your why? Has your why changed now that you know are lacking these resources? No, double down on your one thing. And then you have got to try new things. Try new things during this time and do hard things. I feel like we are so conditioned to give up, like you said, blame others, instead of engaging in the hard things, saying, this is what makes me better. Mm-hmm. This is what makes me stronger. And if I make a mistake, I've learned again. Mm-hmm. And that, I believe, is what we're going to need to really weatherproof and get through this storm.
Yeah. You know, I had a mentor once tell me, he said, Melanie, things are not inherently good or bad. Good or bad is the lens that you see this through.
Yeah.
I didn't get that at the time because I was young. But now I do, because if I see a challenge ahead of me, I can either see that as good or bad.
That's right.
And the way that I react to said problem is going to be completely affected by the way that I see it. And so, you know, I was talking earlier about when COVID first hit, as soon as I kind of adjusted to, okay, this is the world right now, I started realizing I'm really lucky that this is happening now, that I have this challenge to be able to overcome something that is so difficult. Because next year, 5 years down the road, I'm going to overcome a small barrier. I'm going to come across it. And it's going to look tiny compared to getting through COVID as a new director.
Yeah. Oh, that is beautiful. And what I see is that during times of recession, entrepreneurship goes through the roof. And what we can do with our business, if we get people positive and engaged, and we lead that, right? And we are going to have financial issues, perhaps. We are going to have problems we have to overcome. But we have the muscle strength to do it the more that we go through these situations and choose. And I know that one of our big trainings at Shondell Group, when we work with teams with communication and trust, is your story. Things that you go, and we talk that a lot of that is your mindset. Do you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? And this growth mindset is what you're going to need to get your team positive and excited about all the opportunities as we go through this recession.
Yeah, and you know, when I learned about what a growth mindset was, that was really life-changing too, because we are raised to believe through school and through our world that mistakes are bad.
Yeah.
That when we make a mistake, we should be in trouble, we should be scolded, we get bad grades, all these different things. But in reality, mistakes are our biggest opportunities for growth. It's where we learn the most.
Yes.
And so when we can embrace that mindset and say, you know what? I made a mistake, or someone on my team made a mistake, and that's okay. You know what? That's good.
Yeah.
We don't want to make the same mistake over and over.
Right.
But when we say, we did this, it didn't work, or I made a mistake, now I know to do it differently. And that's an opportunity to get better, to develop, and to really engage with new ideas.
Yeah, and this fits right into ownership, owning it. And double downing on owning it and owning it some more and having an ownership mindset. You know, it's one of our core values at Shondell Group. And I just can't say enough about it. And in fact, if someone does something, like the other day, someone really messed something up and wasted a few hours of my day. And I was just irritated. And I was really irritated. And then all of a sudden, the person turned around and goes, I totally did this. I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me? And I was like, yes. And I mean, all that negativity washed away because that's all I wanted. I just want someone to learn, grow. And then my time, I feel, has been utilized because someone learned something and grew. And I got to be a part of that. And if I see ownership, I respect it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we are so much more successful, effective, and efficient when we can own everything that's in our bubble.
Yeah.
And we can really stop making excuses to ourselves and to others. You know, how often do we say, oh, I really want to go to the gym, but I just don't have the time.
Right.
You know, we're making an excuse and we're allowing ourselves to let that be okay. But in reality, we make time for the things that are important to us.
Yeah.
And so when we can say, I didn't go to the gym because it's not a priority to me right now.
Yeah.
Now I'm owning my priorities and saying, well, maybe I should go to the gym instead of watch TV.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what we want to see. So a positive attitude is not just, oh, everything's fine. Everything's great. We're all happy. We'll be fine. It's more like we've got what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we're doing. We know our one thing, and we can do this as a team.
And then really, again, you have to implement the other things. You have to be training your talent. You got to be investing in that. You've got to have your good systems, and you got to be simplifying. But a part of that is this attitude that just absolutely puts this border around it to make it amazing.
Mm-hmm. And what you really hit on is that toxic positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a really important thing to address, because if we feel like, you know what, I'm just going to say, oh, well, everything's going to be fine. Or, you know what, Chantal, you're telling me about this problem that you have. Well, at least you have a roof over your head.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Where we're just trying to positive attitude everything away.
Yeah.
Right, that's not the attitude that we want. We mm-hmm. don't want to just
sugarcoat things. We don't want to just say, you know, we just want to put my little bow on mm-hmm. BS.
Yeah, we want to just have the attitude that we can get through this. Yeah. The confidence. We want to say, well, you know what? What are we going to do about it?
Yeah, I know that in the last recession, I was like, well, I'm kind of out of work. And because I had done the other steps well, I had reserves. So I wasn't desperate for money because I had eliminated debt and I'd done all the work we talked about in simplifying. And so when I got there, it was like, I'm going to go invest in, for me, it was church or these nonprofits. And I just started going to them and helping them. And it was life-giving to me. And here is the key. When we can own things like that, it's like, well, here's my situation. I can either sit at home and eat bonbons, or I can go serve, which is a huge value to me. One of my values is the servant leadership. And you do realize that those two organizations that I really invested in, I am still getting dividends for them. I got Alan. I met Alan through one of those. Mm-hmm. And then he introduced you to me in such a meaningful way. I mean, I know we met at Seabrook, but but he really saw you and saw that. And I just think, man, and I people kept coming to me from those nonprofits. And why? It was because when I was in the mindset of, gosh, what am I going to do? I didn't sit around fearing. I thought, well, what I can do is go serve my community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to talk just briefly about one of the barriers to a positive attitude that I've seen in myself and in others is feeling overwhelmed and not knowing what we can do. Sometimes mm-hmm. something seems too big, or we don't really know how to affect it. And so then that can help, that can push us into blame. Yeah. That can push us into that mindset of this is happening to me, not I'm in it. And I found something that really helped me was thinking, what's one thing I can do in this very moment to help this situation? Whether that be, I need to change my mood. I need to go to the gym. I need to go for a walk. Or I need to go talk to someone I trust about this. Or maybe it's a little bit more like, I'm going to go address this problem with so-and-so and really make a dent in the bigger problem. But when we really start saying, what's one thing I can do now? And then what's another thing? We create momentum. And before we know it, we've made this huge impact. And we're just like, oh, man, I didn't even think I could do anything.
Ah, so good. That is right on, Melanie. And I know we've been this quarter really talking about resting and how important it is that we do not get to the place of overwhelm because of what it does, right? It has our amygdala crazy. We're living in the red. We talk about our goal as leaders is to be extremely self-aware. And a lot of that is our attitude, that self-awareness.
Yes.
And when we're overwhelmed, we have no view of ourselves. You know, mm-hmm. we're just, like you said, the victim. But when we are operating in self-awareness and we're very clear about that, we're clear, which means our brain is clear, we're rested, or cloudy is where we start accumulating the stress. But we're in that red zone, and a lot of people will allow themselves to get into that red zone during this recession time. And we don't want that, because when we're red, we're working on our amygdala, we're in our reptile brain, we are not using, we call it the child brain. We're acting like, when you're in your reptile amygdala fight or flight, you are like a 0 to 12 year old. So we want you in your adult brain. But what I'm saying is, like, when we're in that fight or flight, and that can happen really quickly in a situation like we're seeing all around us today, mm-hmm. and we're in blaming and we're in that shame and all that stuff, nothing good happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so really your overwhelm really triggers me into the next thought of, we have got to know our triggers.
Mm-hmm.
We got to know what triggers us so that we can take ownership of that and get our attitude
Yeah, and we need to know what helps us.
Yes,
good. You know, I really encourage everyone to find someone like my brother who will tell you what you need to know and not what you want to hear.
Yes.
Find someone who will really be that voice of reason to help you through these difficult situations. When we go to someone who's just going to jump on our bandwagon, that just makes it worse because now we're further down this rabbit hole of being overwhelmed and frustrated. We really need to know who's going to lift their hand or put their hand out and help us up versus just kind of like go down that hole with
us. It's like that I want to be nice, not kind.
Mm-hmm.
And kind is going to tell you the truth, like your brother was very kind to you. It didn't feel like that at the moment, did it?
No,
that was the kindest thing he could have done.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, at the risk of just being nice and staying comfortable.
Yeah.
And one of my friends who has just nailed her recovery, like she's in it, she uses one of their terms that comes up. She was, "Oh, I'm not going to co-sign your BS." And I love that. I take it. Co-sign. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what we do when we allow people's attitudes to not be the best they can be.
Yes. I've definitely found myself in a difficult situation and knowing that I need my brother's advice and being like, I just need 5 more minutes of me being in my sad sorrow.
Before I call him.
But, you know, knowing what's going to get us out of that and who can help us out of that is so important.
Yeah. And of course, at Shondell Group, we love doing that. Like, it's a major part of our job. And isn't it fun to now have that as a career and a job where you get to be that for other people?
Yes, and I tell other people a very similar version of that all the time. I think my brother is a little harsh because he knew I needed it. But, you know, the concept, that's what we teach.
Yeah, that's what we want. And so I feel like what we want people to walk away with from this attitude is everything is that they set the tone. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have the temptation as a leader to be overwhelmed, to be negative, to be looking, to be blaming, and in that overwhelm, nothing good happens. Mm-hmm. And so what we want for you is to really drill into your attitude is the most contagious thing around. So let's make it a good one. Yes. And if you need to get out of that, you need help, get help. And of course, we're here to help, but there's a lot of people you can go to. And so I think it's about time to land this plane. And so as we conclude, we just really want you to hear, everyone, that you can do this, that recession-proofing your business is just about being the leader that you've always dreamed to be. And we are here to help you by it. We have lots of free resources at our website, shondell.com/CAVU, C-A-V-U, and there's tons of stuff there. So as always, we encourage you to be the best you can be.